This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Sports betting had a slow start to the year in Colorado. Wagers on sporting events declined 4% in the first 4 months of this year compared with last year. The rise of prediction markets may be taking customers, and experts point to an industry that is likely maturing and won't see the fast growth of the early years. Still, tax collections and sportsbook revenue continue to rise as companies like DraftKings have had success in enticing gamblers into riskier bets. A legislative compromise to increase transportation funding in Colorado appears to have hit a major roadblock, and the two sides are barreling towards a costly fight at the ballot box this November. Here's CPR's Benta Berkland.
The Colorado Contractors Association is running an initiative to require the state to spend 2% of the budget on roads and bridges. The money would come from sales taxes on fuel and auto parts. Democrats at the Capitol passed a bill to temporarily neutralize the proposal should it pass in November. Democrats say the initiative would provide no flexibility for budget writers and would siphon money away from other key priorities like education and health care. State leaders hope to reach a compromise, but the contractors say they will not pull the ballot measure. The backers have submitted signatures for review. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
You can find more news at cpr.org. Across Colorado, another hot and sunny day is forecast.